What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, December 4th. Our top stories for the day. Pat's going to take us into the frightening world of deep fakes.
It's scary. We're going down a rabbit hole on this one, y'all.
Sounds like it. I'm going to do one about cops making a racist Christmas tree in Minnesota. Wes is going to take us through a lightning round of other headlines. And Mark is out sick tonight, so please, everybody, pray that he is at home eating himself back to health and that he'll be nice and plump for the weigh-in later this week.
I feel like it's cheating. Is it cheating to get sick during a weight loss competition?
It's not technically cheating, but I mean, he definitely put himself into this sickness through ketosis, multiple elliptical sessions, and too many vegetables.
Yeah,
I didn't know that could happen. But
you go from a day. Yeah, you go from like he totally flipped his world upside down, complete opposite lifestyle.
I mean, between the day and a half it took him to set up the elliptical and then all the elliptical sessions.
All right, let's get it going. Pat, take it away with the deep fakes.
All right, so deep fakes. Ever heard of them? Well, if you haven't, I'd recommend waiting until after work today to get your Google on. Yesterday, the Washington Times covered the impending issue of deep fakes and how Vladimir Putin is planning on using them to crush our puny 2020 presidential election. How and what is a deep fake? Well, it's essentially a term for a type of like hyper-realistic computer-generated audio or video image, usually of a person, that is so close to the real thing that it can trick even a discerning eye. Through deep learning algorithm technology and artificial intelligence, computers are able to like generate images and sounds that are extremely lifelike. So this technology creates the dangerous opportunity to make it look like a person or politician, for example, is saying or doing something that they never did.
Oh. I thought deep fakes were just like an extreme juke, like ankle break in basketball or something.
It's like a video robot, like a you know, like it's a robot that talks to you. It's like the guy in Star Wars, the commander, who they made out of a computer.
It was that, but now it's something totally different. And honestly, I'm overselling the technology a little bit because, well, you can imagine the ramifications that could be caused by this still developing tech down the line. Right now, like, it's still a little bit buggy. And I'm sure you've come across a video or two while using your incognito browser that didn't seem quite right.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine a lot of positives of this technology.
Well, like, if you've ever thought to yourself, how did I miss this, quote, leaked video of Ariana Grande in a threesome with a German guy and his mailman? Then you, my friend, have seen a deepfake. That's right. From porn to politics, this technology has been most widely used to date in the sticky land of adult video. Hmm. Yeah. Earlier this year, the BBC covered the new trend in an article titled, "Deepfake Porn Has Serious Consequences." Which I honestly couldn't agree with less.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit behind the times on this one.
No, well, you need to get on it tonight. This is just the evolution of like cutting out Julia Roberts' head from your mom's issue of Mary Claire and pasting it on the Playmate of the Month from your dad's 70s Playboy. Julia Roberts remains clothed on screen and you fulfill your fantasies with some scissors and glue. Hmm. No harm, right? Well, hold on. I don't want to say this is totally a victimless crime because there is one party that always gets hurt. And that's the hardworking men and women of the pornography industry whose bodies are senselessly used as vessels for computers to paste over their faces. Ah! You showed up and you did a sex scene you were proud of, and someone erases your face just like that. It's dehumanizing.
Nothing but a cock and a body.
This is basically the future of porn. You will eventually be able to have any human say whatever the fuck you want in any situation you desire.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you, like, especially with Google goggles, you'll see some guy or gal walk down the street and, like, bam, an hour later, deepfake porn. Just for you, Wes.
I'm excited.
All right, look, the concern about deepfakes came when, quote, policy insiders and key lawmakers warned that the Russian president will rely on deepfakes to throw the 2020 presidential election cycle at a, quote, high-level national security forum. The article makes it sound like it's an epidemic, but really it was just like one senator, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, speaking to literally tens of people at the Texas National Security Forum on UT's campus. So take it with a grain of salt, but These things are real, and they're getting good.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of like denying based on it was a deep fake.
It was a deep fake. It wasn't me.
It was a deep fake. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it used to be like, I don't take that picture. I can never be president. And then now you can do anything and be president.
Yeah, conspiracy theorists are going to have a fucking ball with this technology.
Let's take it to the internet. Blue Bike says the media and politicians need to stop blaming everything on the Russians. The United States has a track record of interfering with elections all around the world. Also, Democrats are experts at election fraud. And that's a fucking Russian troll if I've ever seen one.
Maybe. Or maybe just a concerned citizen.
Real. Oh, come on. That's a Russian troll.
they not only interfere with elections, they just oust people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think our system works okay over here. We haven't had Putin as our president for the last, like, 15 years. So.
That's true. I didn't even know it was an option.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the racist Christmas tree. A couple of cops in Minneapolis, Minnesota's 4th Precinct are probably pretty regretful today after being placed on leave for decorating their precinct Christmas tree in an allegedly racist fashion. Not good. The tree, which is placed inside the precinct, which is obviously a public office, was ornamented with the following decorations. Half-crushed cans of Steel Reserve malt liquor, or 211s if you're not a fucking nerd, crumpled bags of Takis chips and Red Hot Funyuns, a paper cup from Popeyes, 2 packs of Newport cigarettes, few pieces of actual garbage, like from the street, I guess. Yeah, and a single strip of yellow crime scene tape. There was also some standard ball ornaments on there. And yes, there are pictures online if you want to go check out the tree for yourself.
Not only is this obviously racist, but it's also obviously very fucking lazy.
Yeah.
How do you mean?
I mean, it's just fucking lazy. Like, I'm not going to say any suggestions that I would put on there.
Right.
You're
saying, like, the effort is lazy, the comedy is lazy.
Yeah, it's just all fucking lazy. I've enjoyed all those things at one point in my life tremendously. Still do a lot of them. I love Takis. And
where does Takis fit in here?
It's a Mexican joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was saying the comedy's lazy too. The joke is lazy. I mean, I guess
you want some more. You want some more subtle racism on your Christmas tree,
right? Yeah, they could have been a little more nuanced with it, but I guess they were trying to joke. But obviously, nobody is laughing. Mayor Jacob Frey described the tree as quote racist, despicable, and well beneath the standards of any person who serves the city of Minneapolis. He also called it a racist dog whistle. Which Pat's tried to explain to me what that means, but I still don't get it. And was initially pushing for immediate termination of the officers. But then the mayor pulled back and wants internal affairs to complete their investigation before the officers are inevitably fired, it sounds like. However, much of the community and the protesters who have cropped up disagree, and they're calling for mass terminations at the 4th Precinct. So
yeah, I would love to hear their explanations of these items.
Yeah, totally. They were like, yeah, it was just what was around.
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
get your mind out of the gutter.
Obviously, they were trying to be funny, but they haven't released their identities and they're on leave. So the officers have been protected so far.
Dumb move.
Yeah.
Very dumb move.
Not good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're in deep shit. The 4th Precinct of Minneapolis is a predominantly black community that has a history of problems with its police force. In 2015, a 24-year-old black man named Jamar Clark was fatally shot in a confrontation with 2 white police officers. The shooting set off weeks of protests, and neither officer was charged or faced discipline. So not exactly the community relations that you want going into this kind of a racist joke.
Officers thought, oh, these wounds have healed. This is a good time for this.
Yeah, that right. That really sends the message that a racist Christmas tree is perfectly acceptable.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. So
isn't it time we can have a little fun again?
Yeah, maybe actually have some relationships and the people in the community like you before you start trying to make racist jokes in their faces. So
that's what the cop sing and dance alongs are for, Will.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, I mean, we've made our fair share of natty light Christmas trees over the years. But something about this tree is a little bit different. Obviously, we've talked about it. It's the items that they put on there are culturally significant. And if the investigation from Internal Affairs doesn't come back that these cops are both huge Newport smoking, Popeyes eating, 211 chugging badasses, then they're just a couple of racist assholes.
Yeah. You could ask anyone. That's what I smoke. That's what I drink. That's what I eat.
Hey, if that's the case, though, you know what I mean? Like, if that's the case, fucking awesome. That's hilarious. But that's probably not the case.
It's not the case.
Not the case. The crime tape kind of gives it away.
Yeah. And the talkies were just a left hook. Just out of nowhere.
Interestingly, I was wondering why none of the right-leaning outlets like Fox or Breitbart or any of those, Daily Caller or whatever, Daily Signal, all those, weren't running the story. But I went to Facebook and found the unlimited number of comments, and it cleared it up for me why the right-leaning outlets are staying away from it. Matthew Briscoe says on Facebook, this is in response to a CNN article, he said, I noticed that all the black people commenting on here are offended by this, as they should be. And I love how all the white folk are like, what? This is totally okay. This isn't racist. I like talkies. To all people of color, I apologize for comments of the people with my same shade of skin. It's embarrassing.
That's why they put the fucking talkies in there, man. It gave them plausible deniability. The talkies did.
Maybe so. Maybe. Anthony DiPaolo responded to Matthew saying, is there even enough soy in this world to quench your thirst?
God, I know that burden. That's a good burn. Yeah.
Wow. That's why the right-leaning news outlets didn't pick it up, because people are very, very opinionated about it. But this is my favorite one from Jessie J. She says, their punishment should be to eat a box of Popeye's biscuits with no water, which...
Oh, shit.
Hard to argue. Popeye's biscuits are like incredibly, they dry your mouth out. It's like a saltine.
They're pretty moist, actually.
You think so? They're great. A lot of butter on those things. They're great. I need the coleslaw with it, though. I can't.
We're in a fucking weight loss competition, boys. Let's move on, please.
Yeah, you're right.
Popeye's biscuits sound pretty fucking good. 6 hours. Popeye's biscuits. Jesus. All right, moving on to some other stories. At a daycare in East Honolulu, Hawaii, every parent's worst nightmare came true. That nightmare, that the people responsible for caring for their children are complete fucking morons. It seems that several children who were expecting their afternoon refreshment of apple juice were instead served lukewarm pine salt.
Oh, my God.
The cleaning product, which is intended to cut through tough grease and soil stains, not quench the thirst of young children.
Ah.
Yeah. Apparently, three children took several sips of the cleaner before the clearly high staff realized they were about to kill some clients. The young girls, aged between 4 and 5, were taken to the hospital as a precaution, but appear to be doing fine. In a letter to parents, the heads of school are calling the incident unfortunate, and the staff will undergo mandatory training to learn the difference between toxic chemicals and refreshing juice. This place has about 2 weeks before it's shut down.
Jesus Christ.
In their defense, though, pine salt does look like apple juice, and it smells incredible.
Do you think they, like, got short on apple juice while they were handing out the cups to the kids?
I like Wes's explanation. They were just high as fuck.
High as fuck. Yeah.
You would be too if you worked at an elementary school. Yeah. Shout out teachers.
Yeah. Well, it was like a daycare. Preschool.
Even more.
Yeah. In North Dakota, a deranged man has pled guilty to federal charges stemming back to a September 2017 incident in which the man, who was 42, tried to pull off quite the move during President Trump's visit. Basically, he stole a forklift and intended to intercept the president's motorcade, flip his limo using the forklift, and kill the president.
Yeah, because Trump, much like a turtle, is rendered helpless if turned on his back.
Yeah, he just flails.
What the fuck kind of plan is that, though?
How fast does a forklift go? Did he soup it up?
Forklifts go pretty fucking fast. I actually used to run a forklift back in my
humble man bag there. Humble man bag.
No big deal. I used to hock a forklift rig around the old yard. Moving all the pallets, you know what I mean?
You shave with a straight razor?
I could flip that limo, baby. I mean, unless you know how to work a forklift, this is a very hard feat to pull off, like I said. Not to mention the forklift.
Not for you, though, Wes.
No, it would be easy for me. Not to mention a forklift is not exactly inconspicuous. He would have been dead in seconds if he got into the limo. But you can imagine if he actually was able to flip that thing, the image of Trump tumbling around inside the limo is pretty incredible. And he would have likely been just fine.
The Trump's limo is indestructible. It could definitely take a forklift going 5 miles an hour trying to flip it over. There's no way this plan would have worked.
It weighs like 7,000 pounds, too, probably.
Yeah, I think it's a Lincoln.
The man's public defender said the man was, quote, suffering a serious psychiatric crisis on that day.
No shit.
A day in which he also lit two separate fires. he was having quite the day.
For warmth?
Just insanity. So he's going to jail for 20 years.
Don't mind me, just light my insanity fires over here.
This is my therapy.
White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow has said that deals between China and the U.S. will happen quickly, perhaps even in the 90-day negotiation period in which tariffs between the two countries will not be escalated. Tariffs on agriculture and energy products will be lowered. Kudlow said, quote, if China opens its markets as they promised to do, and they're going to do it fast according to their promises, we will increase our exports substantially for the simple reason that whether it's agriculture or industry, the U.S. is the most competitive economy in the world today as a result of pro-growth measures taken by President Trump, with lower taxes and deregulation and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, basically, they're going to try to pressure a deal through in the next 90 days while they have the hold on the trade war. I mean, who knows if China's going to play ball, but, you know, obviously the Trump administration's trying to take advantage and just push something through because they want more trade with China. I mean, it'd be good for us, and it would be good for them. It's just, are they going to play ball?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kudlow's really, really toeing the party line there, saying that the U.S. is the most competitive economy because of Trump's measures, and it only took 2 years, I guess.
Well, things are going well. Other issues being addressed and that are important to the negotiations are reducing the trade deficit and addressing issues of intellectual property and technology theft. Mm. So seems like it's going well. We will see. Hopefully it helps us out.
Yeah, they've been stealing our secrets.
Yeah. Elon Musk had a big dick day today. Love to hear that. SpaceX had a record-setting day as they successfully launched 64 satellites into orbit. It also marked the third time the same rocket booster was used in flight, proving rockets don't have to be one and done anymore. So these new rockets, called the Falcon 9, are supposed to be able to fly up to 100 times before they eventually blow up or are put into retirement, whichever comes first, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, NASA.
Yeah, in other news, Vladimir Putin's slave boy died at the hands of Vladimir Putin out of anger.
He has a slave boy. For those of you who aren't aware at home, he has a slave boy.
Well, this must have pissed him off so much. Like, you know, Elon Musk is like, he's like putting this amazing satellite up that's releasing all these tiny satellites that are like supposed to do great things for the world. And
his slave boy is there for when other people make strides in space that aren't Russia. You know, and he beats the slave boy.
Exactly.
So
this was SpaceX's 19th launch of the year, beating last year's number of 18. The small satellites that were put into orbit will do things like provide better internet service, monitor supply chains for businesses. Spaceflight, which is the company that commissioned SpaceX for this mission, hopes to be space's Uber. Basically, they are the middleman between small satellite companies and those who are capable of getting them into space, like SpaceX. So expect to see lots more of these launches in the future, and perhaps some new stories about satellites falling from the fucking sky.
Oh, so they learned how to breathe on Mars already, or?
Definitely not yet.
No, but they have Uber.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We can get a lot of satellites into space, not figured out how to breathe on Mars yet.
But you got Uber.
And finally, a high school special education teacher is in a bit of hot water after allegedly bringing pot brownies to a South Atlanta high school and giving them to students and staff. Two students and a faculty member were taken to the hospital after getting way too high for comfort, but are going to be just fine. The teacher must have not known what the fuck they were doing. It's actually a pretty simple process, or they put some other shit in the brownies. Who knows?
Just like driving a forklift.
It's easy, yeah. Just like driving a forklift. Very easy with some practice. The party was initially exposed when a lightweight ninth grader ate one of the brownies and texted her dad that she, quote, just ate this brownie. I feel kind of weird.
yeah.
I feel very high, Dad.
We've all been there before.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Apparently, the dad brushed it off and picked her up from school, and then his other daughter fed part of the brownie, I guess what she saved, to his grandchild. The father said that the young child's reaction was, quote, she wasn't sick, but you could tell she was acting like running around a little bit, so maybe it was a sativa. the teacher who brought the brownies was a veteran special education teacher, perhaps just trying to calm her students down or use anything to get through to her kids. The teacher has been fired and may face criminal charges pending the investigation. And that's it for Hard Factor. As always, thank you for listening. Please keep those amazing reviews coming on iTunes. We will maybe start to shout some out in the near future. And as always, smash the subscribe button and yada, yada, yada. Mark will be back with us tomorrow. Hopefully, he will be fully recovered from his ketosis and veggie overload by then. Have a fantastic Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow.